The day has finally come. It's time for you to embark on your adventure to become a Pokemon Master. But first, you need your starter Pokemon, a lifelong partner that will never leave your side and be the ace of your team. Except, do these Pokemon even want to travel with you? Are Pokemon trainers just forcing these innocent creatures to fight all for our entertainment? This is the ideology held from the evil team in the Unova region, Team Plasma, and they end up getting these ideas from their king, N. But why does N think owning Pokemon is so evil? And to understand all this, we gotta take a look at one of the most horrific backstories in the Pokemon anime. And it all starts with an orphan that lived in the woods. This boy was given the nickname the Child of Pokemon because he had a very special ability where he could hear and talk to Pokemon. So, N was basically the Anakin Skywalker of the Pokemon universe, being the chosen one. And everything was going fine. Even though N didn't interact with any humans, he was hanging out with Pokemon all day. Until one day, a man known as Gethys found him. Gethys ended up learning about N's special talent to talk to Pokemon, and he ended up adopting N. So, let's play a little game. If you ended up finding the golden boy of the Pokemon universe, do you A, end up exposing him to society to better understand the connection between humans and Pokemon, B, just raise him like a normal child and he can make his own decisions when he becomes an adult, or C, lock him into a damn room for the rest of his life and groom him into thinking humans are evil and that Pokemon are being fully abused by them. For some reason, Gethys decided to ruin N's life by locking him into this room and never making him leave. Gethys also decided to adopt two other girls to become N's sisters, and they were his caretakers. But to be honest, besides all the child abuse crimes that Gethys is already committing, the biggest crime he committed was naming N Natural Harmonious Gropius? Gropius? I don't even know what this guy was cooking, but this name just sucks. Every single day, the only time N would have any interaction with anyone that wasn't his family were with a bunch of Pokemon that were previously abused by other humans. So, when N ended up speaking to these Pokemon, they were all crying, letting him know that humans suck. And to be fair, the humans that owned those Pokemon did suck, because why would you ever want to abuse these Pokemon? But bad humans do exist. This was all part of Gethys' plan, since he was artificially manipulating N's brain to hate all Pokemon trainers. Since, imagine if in all of your life, your friends came to you saying that they were abused by these other people, you would end up hating those people too and thinking that they're evil. So, by the time N became an adult, Team Plasma was already in full swing, and N was crowned the king of Team Plasma, since he was the chosen one, being the bridge between humans and Pokemon. In N's free time, he also ended up learning the truth about Unova, how there used to be one main dragon, but it ended up splitting into Zekrom and Reshiram because it didn't agree with themselves since they had two different ideals. Due to all this grooming that Gethys has done to N, he made N believe that he was the chosen one, able to reawaken one of the two dragons in the Unova region. After a bit of time has passed, it takes us to the beginning of the Pokemon Black and White games, where N and Team Plasma are preaching with Gethys how owning Pokemon is cruel and how we need to liberate Pokemon from people. Here, N is a little shocked. Considering that he's never been to the outside world and been exposed to this much people, he thought the outside world would be a lot more crueler, and he even ends up meeting Yu, the player, and questioning why you want to become a Pokemon trainer. N wants to believe that you are a good person, but no person could be morally good if they're walking around enslaving animals and forcing them to fight. N actually holds this belief very seriously because he doesn't even own a single Pokemon. When you end up fighting him for the first time, N actually calls for the wild Pokemon within the area to help him fight. And to be honest, this is really cool and a detail I completely missed as a kid because I was not reading any of this text and just mashing A. You may be thinking though that N is a bit hypocritical, because if he is so against Pokemon violence and wants them to be liberated, why is he fighting you with Pokemon? He's participating in the very system that he hates. In N's eyes, he's actually very bothered that he even has to participate in the Pokemon battle, but he sees it as necessary to be able to achieve the ultimate goal of liberation. Also, after every Pokemon fight, he does make sure to release the Pokemon so they never have to fight with N again. Later on, throughout the player's journey, he ends up meeting N again, and he's in this town, and they decide to take a ride on the Ferris wheel. And on this Ferris wheel, N drops a bombshell that he is the leader of Team Plasma, and that he's teamed up with Gethys to try to save all the Pokemon. He also lets you know that you can try to stop him, because if you end up winning the battle in the end, then your ideals are right, but if he ends up winning in the end, then his ideals chance of freeing Pokemon was the right answer. You would think with N traveling more throughout the Unova region would be able to realize that Pokemon and humans can coexist, but later in the games in Pokemon Black and White in a cave, N continues to reaffirm these beliefs that he's had ever since childhood and says that he'll make a clear distinction between Pokemon and humans. N's beliefs get confirmed even further where later on in the story he gets a hold of the Darkstone, being labeled as the hero since he was able to reawaken the legendary Pokemon Zekrom. And I guess if you're playing Pokemon Black, it is Reshiram, but I like to think Zekrom's the canon version. N was able to use Zekrom to challenge the champion of the Unova region, Alder. Alder lets N know during this fight that he's being tricked by Gethys his entire life, and that separating humans from Pokemon isn't to benefit the Pokemon, but it's actually because Gethys wants to make everyone powerless so that he can have all the control. N is very conflicted because he doesn't believe Alder is saying anything inherently wrong, but his gut instincts still make him want to go with his original ideology of saving Pokemon. In the end, N ended up winning, and Alder pleaded with N to not go through with this plan or it's going to be the end of everything. While N is thinking all this over in his room, even his sisters let N know that he's going down a dark path and that N is actually pure and innocent. He's just being manipulated by Gethys. They all have been. But N doesn't really seem to care because he really wants to challenge you to understand whose ideals were ultimately correct. When Hilbert or Hilda make it to N's castle, they also have the opposite stone that N would have had. So in this case, the Light Stone to summon the legendary Pokemon Reshiram. And with that, you get into a Pokemon battle with N, being the first rival in the Pokemon series to even use a legendary Pokemon. After you end up defeating N, he ends up realizing either side isn't right or wrong. The world isn't just black and white. It's actually gray. Get it? The names of the game? Even though you end up defeating N and he ends up coming to this realization, his story doesn't end there. He actually ends up helping you. In the timeline of Pokemon Black and White 2, N is more of a supporting character helping the protagonist take down Team Plasma. N ends up coming full circle, even confronting Gethys. Gethys had awakened the legendary Pokemon Kyurem, and N came with his legendary Pokemon, and here he ends up learning the truth, that Gethys never actually cared for him, he was always conning him, and he groomed him from a young age to end up developing these ideals. N ends up telling Gethys that he actually wants to use his power for good, uniting humans in Pokemon, not dividing them. Though they end up getting into a battle, but Gethys does something strange. He ends up defeating N and fusing Kyurem with his legendary Pokemon. N is shocked that this can even happen. And when he ends up listening to the fused version of Kyurem, he can hear the Reshiram or Zekrom inside of them crying because they don't want to be fused and they want to be their own individual Pokemon. When Gethys ends up hearing that the fused version of Kyurem doesn't like this, he ends up crashing out on N, calling him a freak and a liar and that he's schizophrenic and his powers don't work because he knows what the Pokemon want. He tells the fused version of Kyurem to attack N, and when it's about to go off, the protagonist of the Unova region ends up stepping in with their legendary Pokemon to end this battle. After all this, N and the protagonist end up saving Kyurem, and N is now currently traveling throughout the Unova region as the king of the old Team Plasma, understanding the connections between humans and Pokemon. Now, there are a lot more in-depth and symbolic things about N Team Plasma and the whole Unova games as a whole, but I'm saving all that for another video. So for now, click one of the two videos on your screen and subscribe. I find N to be a super interesting character, so let me know how you feel about him in the comments below.